And sir, before we move forward, what is your name?
My name is Brown.
Okay, Mr. Brown, if you can just hold on one moment. Russell Dane, would you just state your name and your ABC number for the record, sir?
My name is Cody Brown, 189971.
Good morning, Mr. Brown. We're appearing for the Arizona Board of Executive Premises for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation found on the warrant. And based upon information that's been presented to the board, I take note that you were notified of this hearing back on December 18th of 2018. Is that correct, sir?
That is correct.
And on the notification, it stated, among other things, that you could obtain a licensed attorney at your own expense to represent you. I don't see one in the room today. May I assume that you're going to represent yourself today, sir?
Yes, sir.
And as you can see, there are five board members participating in the hearing today. And they are, to your right, the Honorable Mr. Rui Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. David Neal, the Honorable Ms. Gail Rittenhouse, the Honorable Mr. Michael Johnson, and my name is C.T. Wright. I'm going to serve as your lead to chair the hearing this morning. We're also privileged to have in the room with us today, as you can see now, and that is the Honorable Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby is representing the Department of Corrections as well as your parole officer for today. Mr. Brown and Mr. Westby, do both of you swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, nothing but the truth, so help you God and on your soul firm. Mr. Brown?
Yes.
Honorable Mr. Westby? Thank you. As I indicated, Mr. Brown, we have one allegation on the warrant. I'm going to read it. Once I read it, would you tell me whether it's true or false, sir? And it reads that you're in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 3, as demonstrated by your act of change of place of residence at 9510 North 82nd Lane in Peoria, Arizona, on about November 14, 2018, without the prior approval of your assigned parole officer. Your whereabouts was unknown, thus she was under slumber from supervision. Sir, is that true or false?
That is true.
Thank you, sir. Based upon the admission of Mr. Brown, I'm going to move to find that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he was delinquent, that he had or may have lapsed into criminal ways or company. Motion by myself, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kiwanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, and the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Now, sir, we're going to prepare to go into the second phase of the hearing, and in this phase, the board will make a determination whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your supervision. We begin this phase by receiving some background information on you from the Department of Corrections. Once we receive that, then we're going to come back, we're going to talk to you, both myself and board members, and then you can tell the board anything that you would like to, and then the board will go into discussion and make its determination. So at this time, we're going to receive some background information from the Honorable Mr. Westby. Mr. Westby, sir.
Mr. Brown was
placed
in the Department of Corrections on March 15th, 2018. He was arrested on December 10th, 2018 by Peoria PD on new charges. He was back in U.S. custody on December 10th, 2018 with an adjusted community supervision end date of February 7th, 2019, 26 and 7 days. Crime of conviction, 2014, dangerous drug violation, 4.5 years. He has prior convictions in 2004, drug paraphernalia, 1 year. 2007, narcotic drug violation, 2 counts, each for 2.5 years. 2012, stopped for 1.5 years. This is his fourth term of USC, CUIR score 2-3, mental health score 2, substance abuse score 3. There's no taking information noted. Prior terms of supervision, 2005, TRS release, is under 51 days, report by the DOEC. 2009, TIS release absconded 88 days, arrested in Texas, revoked by the BOEC. 2013, TIS release absconded 165 days, revoked by the BOEC. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs, alcohol, and violence noted. Other arrests, 1993, misconduct involving weapons, Arizona, juvenile probation. 1996, 7, possess, sell marijuana in Arizona, felony conviction, probation. 2006, drug paraphernalia, Nevada, charges. And several other arrests, drug-related charges that were not filed or dismissed. His community score is a G6B6.
Okay. Thank you so very much, Honorable Mr. Westby. Okay, let me just look at your case supervision summary as we will go through that and get comments from you as well as any questions that board members might have for you. Based on the information that I see on your case supervision summary, when you were released, you were released to the House of Refuge there in here in Phoenix at 9835 North 7th Avenue. And then on March the 28th, King, you were approved to reside with your sister in Peoria at 9510 North 82nd Street. And this is the family's last known residence. So where did you go after you left your sister? Or did you go anywhere after you reside with your sister, sir?
I got an apartment. It was on 67,000 in Greenville, and I talked to her about it afterwards, but I had already moved, so that was the whole problem right there.
Okay, so, but you did not get the approval of your parole officer before moving into your own apartment, yes, sir.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you've been through the system a number of times, so why didn't you tell your parole officer in advance, and then we wouldn't have an opportunity to meet you today, sir?
Yeah, I know. It's just the first time that I was actually trying to complete it, right? So I was on it for 8 months already, you know, with the UAs, everything, and I paid my fees, and I thought it was okay after like 3 months or something like that, but I was mistaken, you know?
Okay, sir. Now, do you take note that you had employment? Now, how long were you employed at America Temp, sir?
I'm still employed there. My job is waiting for me.
And what do you do there, sir?
I do property maintenance. Excuse me. I do property maintenance. I take care of the whole grounds and everything, trim trees and warehouse. I try to service too.
We're very pleased to know that you have employment, that you had employment, that you still have employment, because that's very important once you're out, that you have something to do rather than just sitting around in the streets doing absolutely nothing. I do take note that you had random drug UAs, and I believe that you had a number of negative, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, maybe 9, maybe 10 negatives. And then you had that one methamphetamine. So what happened there in October the 15th that you ended up with the meth set?
I stopped right afterwards. I talked to my parole officer, and then I know that I wouldn't miss anything anymore.
Mm-hmm. But was that just one time where had you had problems with meth in the past, or what was going on there?
I have had problems in the past, mm-hmm. but that's something that I've been working on too. You know, I took all the classes and programs and everything. I'm trying to, you know, set stories and everything, you know.
You stated several times, and I'm paraphrasing, not necessarily what you said, but what I interpreted you said, that you're trying to stay away from a number of things. You're trying to get your life together. Do you feel now that you have your life basically together, so when you get out the next time, whether it's now or whether it's in the next month, that you will not end up being reincarcerated in the future, sir? How do you feel yourself? Because you're going to have to make that determination yourself, sir.
I've changed a lot of good products, you know, so coming up in the system. It's like I'm 40, I'm about to be 42 now. And I was young, I did a lot of stuff when I was young, but now everything's getting to me. I started seeing that, you know, I need retirement and everything. It's like the world's on me, you know what I mean? And I'm like pressed for time. So it's like, yeah, I'm putting my good foot forward.
Do you have any family members or out here in Arizona, sir?
Yes, I do. I still have my sister in the house.
Okay.
And do you have any... I still want to leave, but, you know, I'm out of the room. much to do with it. Think I can do it on my own, you know what I mean?
So you just left your sister's house so you could go out on your own. You and your sister didn't have a disagreement, nothing of that nature. You just decided that it was time for you to go out on your own.
Yeah, I did, man. You know what I mean? I've been having my own. And I still went to the point where I still was in front of the house before I left.
So when you get out this time, what are your plans? Do you plan to go back with your sister, or are you going back to your own apartment, sir?
No, I was going back to my sister, so I lost my apartment now. Yeah, I've been gone too long.
Okay, sir. Okay, at this time, I'm going to you. So other board members who might have some questions for you at this time, sir. I'm the board members. Any questions for Mr. Brown? I don't see any questions from other board members, sir, but this is your hearing. I'm going to give you an opportunity to make a final statement to the board before the board goes into discussion. Anything else you want to tell the board at this time, sir?
I'm going to ask you guys for the leniency, please, so that I make it get out and get back to my job. So I've been working for them since April, and I don't want to lose my job. I want to continue working. I don't want to complete my parole. I don't want to have to do it. I want to complete it, you know what I mean? A lot of stuff in my life I haven't completed, and I'm ready to start now.
Okay, sir. Well, thank you so very much, sir, and for providing that information to the board. At this time, the board is going into discussion. We're going to ask that you remain quiet while the board is in discussion. Once the board is out of discussion, then it will make a decision whether to revoke your community supervision or to continue your own supervision. So please continue. Please stay on the phone. Don't hang up. Listen to us. That's what we do in Arizona, as you probably know from the past. So please remain on the phone and continue to listen. The board is now in discussion. I find Mr. Brown to be a very interesting individual. Of course, he's had a relatively long history with the DOC. However, he feels now that he's getting his life together. And I hope that he's correct. As we could see, there were a couple of things that did happen. He left his sister's residence and he did not get approval from his parole officer, which is always a problem because the parole officer is supposed to always know where someone is, and the parole officer had no idea where he was for those 26 days that he stunned it. In addition, apparently, and I'm going to use the word apparently on this one, his sister did not know where he was. So she was unable to find her brother. So the thing is, she had no idea where he was, which is very unfortunate. I commend him for trying to be proactive and find his own apartment, but not only did his parole officer not know where he was, but his sister also was and he was stunned for those 26 days. If he had not stunned for 26 days, I would not feel the way that I feel, because he did stunned for 26 days, and he only had a mind in a few days, and he wouldn't be out of any weight. I'm not in favor at this time, but I'm prepared to listen and be persuaded by other board members. Hearing nothing else from other board members, I'm going to move to revoke Mr. Brown's community supervision based upon information found in warrant number 2018W3470. This is based upon the fact that he did abstain for 26 days. He did leave his place of residence that had been approved by the Department of Corrections and relocated to another one where his sister did not know and the Department of Corrections did not know, and he had absconded for 26 days. Therefore, it is my motion to revoke the medical supervision.
Second.
Three. Motion by myself, Secretary Wright, seconded by the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse, agreed by the Honorable Mr. Kalanis, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Johnson. Sir, your community supervision has been revoked. I know that's not what you wanted, but you have just a month, about a month and a week, a little more. you're going to be out at any rate, at that time you won't have to report to a parole officer, you're going to be on your own, and we wish you the best, and have a great 2019, sir. As we end the hearing, we're going to ask that you lay your phone down, please don't hang up on us, and let the next one come in, sir. Thank you so very much, and your hearing is over, sir.
Okay, thank you very much.